Welcome to Lesson 3 of How to Understand the Quranic Grammar series. Previously, we were introduced to the division of the Quranic grammar, and we have discussed the first two concepts related to the Arabic noun, or ism. So we can now identify definite and indefinite nouns, and we can also differentiate between feminine and masculine nouns. Make sure to check out these two lessons before proceeding, since understanding today's lesson will be dependent on the previous two lessons. And today we're going to talk about the third and final topic related to the Arabic ism, which is the number of the noun. So let's get started. Nouns in Arabic can be singular, dual, or plural. Singular if it is one, dual if it is two, and more than two will be plural. There isn't really much to learn about the singular nouns, but it is important to know that this is the basic form of the noun. So this is going to be your starting point if you want to add prefixes or suffixes to turn the noun into dual or plural form. Now, as for the dual nouns, this is a unique concept in the Arabic language. The good thing is that it is entirely regular, meaning that there are no exceptions to these rules whatsoever. You will be able to apply and identify them once you know the rules. No exceptions. So to use any noun in the dual form, you will have to add a suffix at the end of the word. And for those who don't know, a suffix is an ending which changes the meaning or the function of the word. Like adding er and turning teach into teacher, work into worker, and so on. So in order to turn a noun into a dual form, you will add alif, nun, or ya, nun to the end of the base form of the noun. As we've just indicated, the base form will always be the singular noun. So this singular noun could be anything, definite, indefinite, masculine, or feminine. Remember, this ya that is added at the end of the word has sukun on top and not a kasr. So if you have a word like, for example, rajul, which means a man, could be turned into a dual form by adding alif and nun or ya and nun at the end of it. So you will have rajulan or rajulain. And if you have a word like imra'a, and you want to turn it into a dual form, but you will notice that the word ends with ta marbuta. So what you'll have to do here is turn ta marbuta into ta maftuha, then you can add alif and nun or ya and nun to the end of the word. So it would be imra'atan or imra'atain. Let's have a look at these examples and try and analyze them. قال رجلان من الذين يخافون أنعم الله عليهم ادخلوا عليهم الباب واضرب لهم مثل الرجلين جعلنا لأحدهما جنتين من أعناب. Now you might be wondering, what is the difference between if the word ended with alif and nun and ya and nun? In fact, both of them are the exact same translation and they give the exact same meaning. The only difference is that we use them in different positions in the sentence. We're going to learn more about this in coming lessons. And we're going to learn more about the functions of words in the sentence as we progress in this series. You could also use these suffixes freely with definite nouns as well, like in this example. وَقَالُوا لَوْلَا نُزِّلَ هَذَا الْقُرْآنُ عَلَىٰ رَجُلٍ مِّنَ الْقَرْيَتَيْنِ عَظِيمٍ. And here we see in the translation that the word الْقَرْيَتَيْنِ is a definite noun and it is also a dual form. What we also notice about this word is that before the ya and nun, there is a ta maftuha, which indicates that the original form of this word was ta marbuta. So the original word in this case was al-qariya. Now moving on to the plural form of nouns in Arabic. If you want to turn a noun into a plural form, there will be a distinction between how you turn a masculine noun into a plural form and a feminine noun into a plural form. Let's start with the masculine nouns. If you want to turn a masculine noun into the plural form, you will add the suffix waw, noon, or ya, noon, to the end of the base form of the noun. Remember, the ya and noon in this case is different from the first one that we use with a dual form, because there is a kasra under the ya and not a sukun. So, a word like mu'min, which means a believer, is a masculine noun, and if you want to turn it into a plural form, you will add waw and noon or ya and noon to the end of the word. So it would be mu'minun or mu'minin, not mu'minain, because then it would mean two believers. Let's have a look at these examples to see them used in the context of the Holy Quran. خلق الله السماوات والأرض بالحق إن في ذلك لآية للمؤمنين لله الأمر من قبل ومن بعد وَيَوْمَئِذٍ يَفْرَحُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. And if you're wondering if there is a difference between if the noun ended with ya and noon or waw and noon, there is no difference whatsoever when it comes to the translation of the word. But there is definitely a difference between the two when it comes to the function of the word. Now let's have a look at how we can turn feminine nouns into plural forms. When you want to turn feminine nouns into plural forms, you will add alif and ta at the end of the base form of the word. And if the noun ends with ta marbuta, which is almost 99% of the feminine nouns in the Holy Quran, then you will remove the ta marbuta and then add alif and ta to the end of the noun. So for example, the word mu'mina means a female believer. If you want to turn it into a plural form, you will remove the ta marbuta and then add alif and ta to the end of the word. So you would say mu'minat. And a word like jannah, which means a garden. And if you want to turn it into a plural form, you will then remove ta marbuta and add alif and ta to the end of the word. So you would have jannat. Now let's have a look at the following examples to see how they are used in the Holy Quran.
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتُ النَّعِيمِ.
However, there is one single exception that you will find in the Quran, which is this word, as-sama'. Last time we learned that this word is a feminine word, which means the sky. And as you can see, the word as-sama' does not end with ta' marbuta. So if you want to have the plural form of it, you will only have to add alif ta' to the end of the word. But then you will end up with as-sama'at, which is quite heavy to pronounce. So what happens is that the hamza at the end of the original word will be turned into waw. So you will say as-samawat, which is a very common word in the Holy Quran, and this is the reason why it is written like that in the Holy Quran. Outside the Quran, it could be written both ways. We see it used in this example.
خلق السماوات بغير عمد ترونها.
But then you might be wondering, in this ayah,
قد أفلح المؤمنون, الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون.
The word المؤمنون ends with واو and نون. So this means that المؤمنون is a definite noun and it is a masculine plural. So it means the believers, the male believers to be precise. So should we understand it as successful are the male believers, those men who are humble in their prayer? But what about women then? Aren't they included here? And the answer to this question is that yes, they are indeed included in this word. How? In Arabic, if there's a group of people, including men and women, you will then refer to this group and talk about them using the masculine form. So this ayah does indeed include males and females. So when saying al-mu'minun, it refers to all believers, be that male or female. Finally, there is one third type of the plural nouns, which is called the broken plurals. Broken plurals are plurals that do not follow any rules, and their formation is sometimes quite random. That's why the only way to deal with them is learning them by heart. And if you're wondering why they exist, well, you can compare it to the reason why the plural of goose in English is geese and not gooses, and that of ox is oxen and not oxes. So when learning the Quran, how big of a problem is this? As a matter of fact, there are far more regular plural forms mentioned in the Quran than there are broken plural forms. Still, and to make it easier for you to understand the Quran, I compiled a list of the most frequently used broken plurals in the Holy Quran, which will be the first list of stage 3 of how to understand 85% of the Quranic Arabic. So make sure to stay tuned to learn the list completely. So let's have a look at some examples of these broken plural forms to have an idea of how they look like.
وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ إِلَّا رِجَالًا نُوحِي إِلَيْهِمْ.
Now in this example, you can see that the plural noun in this case is رِجَال. So رِجَال is the plural form of رَجُل. So we cannot just add وَاو and نُون or يَا and نُون to the end of رَجُل, because this word just doesn't exist in Arabic. Instead, you'll have to use this form of the broken plural form. Another example.
أَإِنَّكُمْ لَتَأْتُونَ الرِّجَالَ شَهْوَةً مِّن دُونِ النِّسَاءِ.
Here we see the word النِّسَاءِ, which means the women. The singular form of النساء is امرأة. So it is a completely different word in this case. That's why this kind of broken plural forms can sometimes be quite random. One last example.
وَيَضْرِبُ اللَّهُ الْأَمْثَالَ لِلنَّاسِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَذَكَّرُونَ.
And here is the word الأمثال, which is the plural form of مثل, which again does not follow the rules that we mentioned at the beginning of the lesson. So, in short, the Arabic nouns could be singular, dual, or plural. Singular nouns are the base form, or the starting point if you want to add suffixes to them. To make a dual noun, masculine or feminine, you add alif and noon or ya and noon to the end of the singular noun. And to make a plural form of a masculine noun, you simply add waw and noon or ya and noon to the end of the base form. And to make a plural form of a feminine noun, you will add alif and ta after removing the ta marbuta at the end of the word, if there was one. There is also a third type of plural nouns, which does not follow any rules, and you will have to learn it by heart. This was part 1 of this lesson. And in the next lesson, we'll discuss why knowing these facts is important to understanding the context of the ayah, and what kind of consequences are linked to knowing the number of the noun. And before you go, don't forget to check out the description for your homework of this lesson. Thanks for watching. I hope you've learned something new today. If you did, please like and share the video for other people to learn from it. And don't forget to subscribe to our channel if you want to see more videos like this. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you in Lesson 4.